Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you very much. I feel very welcomed now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Hello, Leroy.
Oh, every week. Every week.
Yes,
baby. Every week. Ever so exciting.
Ever so. It's okay. We're here now, and this is officially the beginning of the week.
Oh, yes. Y'all good? Y'all
having a good week? I am good, but yo. So your selection, whatever, you know, I didn't get through everything, but your selection was... especially the first two. It was like, were you in a sort of like, it's not funny, it's grim and funny and quirky, but like dark.
Yeah.
Dark, quirky.
Very satirical. For me, it's hilarious because of our previous guest, the last hour.
The one in Khopotsile Sula Rula.
Not Lisilo.
Lisilo Rula. There were so many Lisilo Rulas there in some weird.
It is.
It was very Lisilo Rula.
It is.
You've got to be old enough to know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And I'm old enough to have been scared by Lisilo quite personally. So,
but it was funny because it's scary but not scary.
And the whole point, I think, is, and what I started seeing, because, as you know, after a while you start seeing patterns of what the movie houses are bringing out, and you'll know what's in vogue for a bit, and then something else will come up. And right now, and I think it has to do with, first, we've got BRICS happening right now, but we've been, you know, anticipating the American elections to come to a head, and most of the world has been at the polls at some point this year. Something ridiculous, like 70% of the world went to the polls. But for me, it's interesting because Rumours is meant to be a satirical, almost zone in on how ludicrous political life is, especially with world leaders, and how this, you know, want and grasp for power is so important. So we're here at this home in the annual G7 summit. Weirdly, all these leaders.
This is 1980 something.
This one, yes. It's in the late 1980s, yes.
Kate Blanchett. A shout out to Kate Blanchett.
And it's so interesting because they've got really good actresses here. Kate Blanchett is great in this. But I also think that, I agree with you, it's very satirical because you almost have to see the humor in it. And don't try and find some sense, you know, and extrapolate like a linear storyline in three acts. It's not going to get you there.
So what they did very well in the editing to drive the point.
Yeah.
The music did its job.
Yeah.
Because it immediately takes away the angst.
Yeah.
It helps you
get
relax.
Into it. Yeah.
It helps you relax into, no, it's not that deep. The music tells you it's not that deep.
And also, it's not very, it's not a very nice movie. It's not a very good looking movie.
No, it's not. It's very 80s.
It reminds me a bit of Sunset Boulevard.
And the grading is very
80s. very kind of. But also there's this like creature that's sort of haunting them in this house.
Lisilo.
And you have these G7 leaders who have very specific, very flawed, but also like hilarious characters. Yes. There's one of the man bun, which kills me, who is the Prime Minister of France. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kate Blanchett is meant to be like an Angela Merkel character, where she's the Chancellor of Germany. I found it interesting because we're all trying to get the steam released from this election season because we're all up to here with Donald Trump and Kamala. But for me, this was really interesting to see how flawed these people are, and all they want is a bit of, you know, light and validity.
It's funny.
It really is funny. And it's been in theaters since the 18th of October.
Brothers.
Okay, I don't know how you're going to find. So, very much in the same genre. Very much in the same genre, but the storyline is a bit more different, where we move from politics to family politics, where we have these brothers who, even the way they look, I mean, they're twins, but they're fraternal twins, where, you know, one is a little person, one's a big person, and they've got this, like, penchant for just getting into trouble, you know, but it seems like they get it from their mom. They
say it runs in the family.
It really runs in the family. Emeralds are buried in bodies. monies are sold.
And that mother of theirs, my word.
But this is the thing. We enjoyed Glenn Close in the other movie where she was playing the mom, mm-hmm. you know. And I thought this was going to be more of the same because mm-hmm. I was like, I love to see her mm-hmm. as, you know, another ghetto character. Mm-hmm. And she does very well in it. But yeah, they've got amazing actors. I promise you.
I love the guys. I really like the guys.
And they get the great comedic timing.
No, the guys are really good.
But I think they're doing it again, where they did that weird, satirical, and they really pushed the envelope. It's a little bit Pineapple Express-y.
Okay.
Where it's a bit, but again, it's
slapstickiana.
It's very slapstick. It drives the point home, but I really enjoyed it, especially after the Brothers Mendes, where we were almost weeping into our hands. So that's running on Amazon Prime, and you can watch it as of the 17th of October.
Penguin
is interesting because this is the one time that I actually love that we have a spin-off of a series.
Yes, because, in fact, Eddie and I were chatting. And I was like, a sequel?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Do we call it a sequel? Is it like a spin-off?
We were not sure what to call it.
I'm going to go with spin-off because the Penguin is a villain in the Gotham, you know, Batman movies, but he gets this whole series going on. But it's so interesting to see him because we get to see the light and shade of him.
Mm.
And it reminds me a bit about Sin City. So it's all about this guy who we now get to see his story arc. And remember last week or the week before, we're doing Joker Folie à Deux with Harley Quinn and the Joker and how they got along. And we were very jarred by it being a musical. This is the way it's done. All the reviews, everyone who's watched it, and it's also a miniseries, so you've got 8 episodes, and when you really get into it, you really get into it, because you start seeing the story as it unfolds, and he's trying to get this power, it's really eluding him, and the Batman, and it picks up right where we leave Batman, so it continues on into the 8 episodes. It's different, but not too far off for you to feel almost dismembered
that you've lost.
By it.
Yeah.
And it's running to watch in the real time as the US with Showmax.
Smile too.
So I thought when I saw that the name, I was like, oh well, here we go, because it's a sequel. You know how I feel about sequels, right? The Matrix did it, and we should have stopped at the first one. Here it's interesting because we see like a character, like a Lady Gaga-esque character. She's a superstar. She's living her best life, but she's really struggling with this inexplicable. Is it a creature? Is it a that's following her around? And we get to see how the Sky Riley woman becomes more and more pulled into these web of events that are escalating around her life as a public figure, but also as a mega superstar musician. Watch it, and in the back of your mind, just go, this is not Haley. This is not Lady Gaga. This is not Lady Gaga, because it looks so similar that it's almost like an unsolicited autobiography almost.
Yeah. We're going to the theatre.
Yes, we're going to the theatre.
Lighty, Metty Biscuits.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a very, very deep love for when we start having people, especially in the theatre, question why they're in the theatre.
Yes.
You know, the whole idea for me why we do theatre is to go in there and leave with more questions than we go in with. And this is an interesting story around a young man who's differently abled who wants to become a police officer. And so we run the story about this young man who clearly has his challenges in the community and how he's seen in the community and his abilities and disabilities. But also we start seeing the corruption in the police force and how we, through the lens of this young man who wants to almost make it noble and professionalize the career, we almost feel a little hopeless because we know that he's almost wasting his efforts, unfortunately, in this wonderful, wonderful career that he wants. It's absolutely delicious. It had a wonderful rundown at Art Club in Potchefstroom, which is for me another issue that we, you know, these smaller towns are really taking on the arts on a beautiful scale, and I'm really enjoying that. So that has been on in September. It is now up here at the Market Theatre. It's running from the 3rd to the 27th of October, and it's really one of my favorites. So go out to the market for that.
Thanks, Leroy.
Bye-bye.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.